Okay, so we're on Daf Nun on the base. We're a bit of a curtailed Shri on Thursday, a bit interruptive. I can leave it very suddenly for the bris. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so let's go again from Tana Rabbanon, the last word on the line. Tana Rabbanon, Hacholil Doiche Es HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Hachachomim Oimrim Af Yomtev Einoi Doiche. So we have to remember the background. Our Mishnah said quite clearly that the Cholil of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not Doiche Shabbos. It's absolutely not Doiche Shabbos. So when you learn this Gemara, we assume that we're talking about the same Cholil. We assume that we're discussing Simchas Beis HaShoeva. In a minute we'll see that that's actually not the case. But that's what we assume, and therefore we'll have to assume that in fact it turns out that what we learned in the Mishnah is actually a subject of debate. So Machlokes. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says it is Doiche Shabbos. Chachamim said, what do you mean? Even Yom Tov is not Nidcha. Kal V'Chomer is not Doiche Shabbos. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef immediately tells us that no, we're actually not discussing Simchas Beis HaShoeva at all. What are we discussing? Omer Rabbi Yosef Machloikas. This Machloikas between Rabbi Yosef and Chachamim is B'Shir Shel Korban. That's with regard to the Shir of the Korban. What does that mean, the shear of the carbon? As Rashi says, the one that goes with the regular nesachim, but nothing to do with the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Rabbi Yosi Sovar Ika Shira the Kli. Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion the main Shira is the Kli. What does that mean with the Kli, with the musical instrument? If that's the case, Va'avoidahi.
It's part of the
Avoidah. It's part of the Avoidah. It's part of the Avoidah. Shabbos. Just like the actual sacrificing of the korban is Doiche Shabbos, so too the playing of the musical instruments, because that's an indispensable part of the avodah. The Rabbanon, however, sovri that no, ikah shira b'peh. They say that the main part of the shira, even though there are definitely musical instruments, there's no denying it, but the main part is the singing. So therefore, the musical instruments is therefore v'lav avodahi. And if not, v'ein deicha es Shabbos, it cannot therefore be deicha the Shabbos. So therefore, you have to have music together with the korban. But which music? Not musical instruments, rather singing. But the musical instrument might be a very nice accompaniment, but it's not part of the avodah. So Rabbi Yosef is teaching us that's when we have a machlokes, i.e., with regard to the shir of the korban. However, Aval Shir Shel Shoeva. But when you discuss the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Divrei HaKoil, Simcha Hi. That's definitely not part of the Avodah. There's no machlokas about that. That is just categorized as Simcha. And therefore, Ve'ein Doiche Es HaShabbos. Which means we go back now to our Mishnah. When we learned in the Mishnah that the Cholil is not Doiche Shabbos, nobody in the world disagrees with that. Rabbi Yosi says the Cholil is Doiche the Shabbos. He's not talking about Simchas Beis HaShoeva Bechlal. What is he talking about? He's talking about of a korban. He holds that the kli shir, the musical instrument, is an integral part of the shira. It's therefore part of the avodah. It's therefore Doiche Shabbos. When it comes to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, there's absolutely no discussion whatsoever. Let's see Rashi. Ikka shira. I think we actually learned this Rashi, but let's learn it again. Ikka shira she korban tibo, any communal korban ta'un shira shir min ha'teira, actually requires shir min ha'teira, because amina mesechus erichin mikamo mikrois, we learn from many psukim. The sover of Yosi, ikka hashir, the main integral part of the shir, einoi ela im kain cholil make im hashir, it's only with the musical accompaniment together with the singing. The chayin, kinoirais, the nevolim, different types of instruments. Hakoil, kaminyan, all in accordance with the number, hamafurush, shom, which is specified in detail there. In Gvar Eirchin, you'll see a very, very detailed account of exactly how many instruments must be used. Hilkoch, therefore, because that's the main part of the shir, avoidahi, therefore it's considered an avoidah. Vichiheichi, and just as the tomid Doiche Shabbos, just as the korban itself is Doiche Shabbos. What does that mean? It's Doiche Shabbos, as we mentioned last week. Every sacrificing of the korban entails malacha. when you shech the korban, you're even malacha. So how can you do it? The answer is because the korban is doicha Shabbos. But if that's the case, the shir shaloi, its shir nami doicha Shabbos, is also doicha Shabbos. In other words, the rule is very simple. What's the rule? Avoidat hakorban is doicha Shabbos. We just have to work out what's included in the avoidah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, playing the musical instrument is part of the avoidah. Well, therefore it's doicha the Shabbos, just like the actual sacrificing of the korban is also doicha Shabbos. However, the Rabbanon say that it's not the case. They say, what is the shir? It is the pair. Halavim oimrim shir. They have to say the song. Dvar yoim v'yoimoi. Every day has a separate song. Going Hashem orotim loya v'rishim. Remoishim. Remoishim. Shitnatzlut me'agabayim. Yesh poch stima. Ze lo b'shimush hayom. Izminu ot ha'elu sh'letaken otim. Every day has its song. On Shabbos, therefore, where you cannot have musical accompaniment, in other words, we definitely agree that there was musical accompaniment. The question is, what is the main part? The Rabbanon say the main part is not the musical accompaniment, but rather the singing. Therefore, on Shabbos, where you cannot have music, ein adoicha. She'ein klei shir ha-mitzvah. Because the klei shir is not the mitzvah, rather the shir ha-bepeh is the mitzvah. Nakamon yalfinon ta'amayu mikroy. In the next Omer, the Mitzvah Hashem, we will learn and understand all their reasoning, where it's learned, from which psukim, how do you know it's got to be the klei shir, how do you know it's the shir, the peh, whatever it may be, where are the sources. But at the moment, suffice to say that that is the machloikas. And therefore, that is a machloikas which is specific to the korban, but nothing to do with the simchas beis ha-sheiva. As Rashi says, aval shir shel sheiva. Shoya kol alaylo, ol night al mailois, hayoridois, me ezras yisrael, le ezras noshim, on the steps that went down from the ezras yisrael, which is one part of the beis hamikdash, le ezras noshim, which is another part, kudoktoni b'masnisin. As we learned in our Mishnah, it says v'halavim v'kinoirois ubenavolim. So again, there is no discussion that there definitely was musical accompaniment at the Simchas Beis Hasheiva. But how is that defined? Divrei hakoil simcha yaseiri. It's just for the concept of generating and promoting extra simcha, but it's not part and parcel of the avodah. What is the avodah?
Oh yeah, the words of Yisera.
See, yeah, it's not the text we have in the Gemara, right? Ve'ena min ha-toira, that's not min ha-toira, ela lechavev es ha-mitzvahs. What does that mean, lechavev es ha-mitzvahs? To generate extra chavivus, that we cherish the mitzvahs, if we make it extra special, but it's not considered part and parcel of the avodah, but therefore, v'leidachi Shabbos, therefore it's not deicha Shabbos. So again, like we said before, the rule is uniform. Avoida is Rav Shmulik. Rav Shmulik. The Shabbos Shem. The Efshar, the Lobo Shemush.
Really?
Amakom Lobo Shemush.
It's
not easy. Yes. So therefore that's the rule. The rule is, whatever we define as Avoida, is Eich HaShabbos. Whatever is not defined as Avoida, there's a shul right here.
Yeah. Oh,
which means
turning right.
Yeah, don't go all the way down there. Behind that. Whatever is termed as avoid, as avoida, is doicha Shabbos. Whatever is not termed as avoida is not doicha Shabbos. With regard to the Simchas Beis Hasheiva, all parties agree that the cliché is not part of the avoida. What is the avoida? The Nisuch HaMayim. When it comes to the korban, then there is machlokes. Everybody agrees that there has to be shir, but what type of shir? According to Rabbi Yossi, it has to be clay shir, musical instrument. Therefore, it is in fact considered part of the avodah, and therefore, the ikar shabbos. According to Rabbanon, it's not true. What is the ikar shir? The pen. Therefore, the clay shir, which admittedly there was, is not part of the avodah. Therefore, it's not the ikar shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef, Mino Amina de Baha Pligi. How do I know that there is a machlekas at all? Let's see Rashi. De Bahachi Pligi Be'ikah Shira Be'peh Oibekli. In other words, Rav Yosef is coming to explain the Braisa. What did it say in the Braisa? The Braisa simply told us one thing. The Cholil is Deicha Shabbos, or the Cholil is not Deicha Shabbos. That's all it said. It didn't say one word about Kleishir or Peh. That was all Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of the Machlekas. Rabbi Yosef interpreted the Machlekas as depending on whether the Ikka Shir is the Kli Shir or the Ikka Shir is the Peh. How did he know that? How do you know there's a Machlekas about that, Bichlal? If there is a Machlekas about that, then fine, it's a fair suggestion that that's actually the Machlekas between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosef. But how do you know there's a Machlekas? Maybe everybody agrees that the Shir is the Kli Shir. Or maybe everybody agrees that the Shir is the Peh. How do you know that there's actually a subject of... How do you know this is a subject of discussion? There's a machlekas about it. The Gemara says, I'll tell you. Very, very fascinating machlekas. Tanya, because we have learned the following in the Braisa, and we're going to see in the Braisa, L'chayra, at first glance, what does indeed seem to be a discussion about whether the Shir is the clay Shir or the Peh. Tanya, clay Shir, clay Shoris. What's Klesharis mean?
Vessel that was used in this music.
Right, nothing to do with music.
No.
Klesharis. Any vessel that was used for purposes of the Avodah. What type of kelim did they have? They had kelim to scoop off things from the Mizbeach, to help out, clean out the Menorah, to transport things. Those are all called Klesharis. Says the Braisa, Klesharis, Sha'ot on...
Here are considered the Klesharis.
It's a clay hamishka. I'm not sure if it's called a clay shoris. Maybe it is. That wasn't, yeah. That was made from copper. Clay shoris sha'osam shal eitz. What happens if you made a clay shoris out of wood? Rather than silver, for example. Rebbe poisel. Rebbe Yosi bar Yehuda machshir. Machlekas. Now again, it doesn't say what the Machlekas revolves about. It just tells us what the final analysis is. Either it's possible or it's not possible. Why? We're not told. So says Rabbi Yosef, if I have this Machlekas about whether clay shoris can be made out of wood, yes or no, what would you suggest is the interpretation of that Machlekas? The following. My love, boho komiflegi. Would you not say that the machlekas is based on the following, i.e., man de machshir, the opinion who says that wooden kelim are okay, who's that?
Rabbi Yosi.
Sovar ikka shiro bekli. That the main shira is the kli, the alfinon me abuva de Moshe, and we learn out of the abuva shel Moshe. What does that mean? So we'll see in Rashi in a moment. There was a musical instrument called the abuva, which was made out of wood. Now, is this or is this not setting a precedent that you see that Kli Shoris in the Beis HaMikdash can be made out of wood? If I see that the Abuva, this type of wind instrument, which was made from wood, exists in the Beis HaMikdash, then L'chayra, this is setting a precedent that what? That Kli Shoris can be made out of wood. However, what does it depend on? It depends on whether musical instruments were in fact an integral part of the Avodah. If they're an integral part of the Avodah, then what?
Then we'd be fine.
Then it's a very good proof. It's an integral part of the Avodah, which means that this Abuva would be categorized as a clay shoreis, not just as a nice accompaniment, but as a clay shoreis. What does clay shoreis mean? A clay which is used for service in the Beis HaMikdash, not just as an optional extra. So again, if Iker Shira Bekli, then we have to add one and one. Stage one, if Iker Shira is Bekli, stage one. Stage two, I happen to know that one of the musical instruments was the abuva, which was made out of wood. Stage three, well, therefore I can derive a general principle that all clay shoreis, which are made out of wood, are kosher. Why are they kosher? Just like the abuva. If, however, you hold that the ikashira is the pear, then why does this proof disintegrate? Because the abuva instrument, whilst I can't deny it definitely was there, and it was definitely made out of wood, but it's not a klisharis. Why is it not a klisharis? Because it's not integral to the avodah. So if I have a machlokes in the braisa about whether you can or can't have klisharis which are made out of wood, what must be the machlokes? Whether you can or can't derive from the abuva. What did that depend on? Whether the abuva was categorized as a kli shoreis or not. And what does that depend on? Whether ikashira is the kli or ikashira is the pear. Says Rabbi Yosef, I rest my case. There it is. You see that indeed there would seem to be a machlekes between what? I don't need to especially come back.
No, it's fine. When do you finish?
Finish about 10:15 or so. Ashreichem. So therefore you see, says Rabbi Yosef, that we have a machlokes where the ikashira is the kli, in which case the abuva is a kli shoris, therefore you have a precedent that kli shoris is made out of wood, or no, ikashira is the pear. Therefore that's how I know, says Rabbi Yosef, that there really exists a machlokes whether the ikashira is the kli or the pear. Let's see the Gemara again. The Tanya. Kli shoreis she'asan shaleitz. If the kli shoreis are made out of wood, Rebbe poisel. V'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda machshir. Rebbe says it's posel and Rabbi Yosi says it's kosher. My love, b'hokom mitzugi. Would it not be fair to suggest the machloikas is the following? Man the machshir, the one who holds it kosher, i.e. Rebbe, he holds that what? Sova ikashira b'kli. He holds that the main shear is what? is the kli. And therefore, the alfino, we can therefore derive me'abuva de Moshe from this wooden instrument at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, which therefore teaches us a general rule that what? A kli shoreis is made out of wood, just like the abuva. However, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. What does Rebbe hold? Uman the postil, the one who postils, Sova, no! Ikashira is? The pear. The lo yalfino me abuva de Moshe. And you cannot derive from the abuva de Moshe. Now, you have to make a very simple cheshbon over here. Before we make this cheshbon, let's just see Rashi. And we'll see a very, very important calculation that we need to make. Two Rashis. Man de machshir. The opinion who holds its kosher, that's Rabbi Yosi 8, the one who koshers wood, lekol klisharis, for all klisharis sova. He apparently holds the ikashira is the kli. Therefore, v'havelohu kli hashir kli sharis. That therefore renders the klisher, the musical instruments, as well. How do we categorize them? Klisharis, because they're an integral part of the avodah. You cannot have the avodah without. The ibuv, this musical instrument, fire b'miktosh mi'emois Moshe, from the days of Moshe, v'hu shel kone, made out of some wooden reed, k'detanan be'erachim. Hilkoch. Therefore, shar kleishores, all other kleishores, minei, what does minei from mean? From it, yalfinon, we can derive. La'achshure, to kosher, b'shal eitz, to kosher a musical instrument made from wood. But again, that's all based on the precedent, all based on the premise that what? That the kli shear is an integral part of the avodah. That therefore makes the abuva a kli shear. If, however, you hold that ikar shira is the peh, the main music is what? Is the peh. So what was the musical instrument there for? Just as a nice addition. The kli, and the kli was lebesumi kala. Basin is really perfume or spice. When you put spice in a salad, basamin, that's not what you're eating. It's just to spice it up. Nobody gets full on basamin. You have a salad and you put dressing on it.
Something that enhances.
Right, exactly. So therefore, says Rashi, if you hold that the main shear was the pear, so what was the purpose of the musical instruments? Just to spice up the voice. Like when you buy a CD with somebody singing, there's always musical accompaniment. You didn't buy it for the music, you bought it for the singer. But the music backs up the singer. So it's over here as well. If you hold it, ikashira is the pair. The kli, and the kli is lebesumi kala ba'alma hu, is merely, ba'alma means merely for the purpose of lebesumi, just to spice up, to enhance the coil. But is it a klisharis?
No.
Hilkoch kli hashir, einon klisharis. It's not a klisharis at all. Because what is the main music? The singing. The musical instruments are just there to spice it up. Therefore, if it's not klisharis, v'loi yalfinon minayhu. Therefore, we cannot derive from them, l'demuye, to compare klisharis, all other klisharis, l'ibuv shel Moshe. Why not? Because Ibuv Shel Moshe is just an enhancement. It's not actually Klishashas. Okay, let's press pause, and we need to now make the following calculation. We need to have the whole Gemara very, very clear, otherwise we will not appreciate the beauty of this calculation. We had a machlekes whether the Chalil is Deicha Shabbos or not Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef explains which Chalil is being discussed, the Chalil of the Korban, not of the Simchas Beis HaSheva. The Simchas Beis HaSheva is definitely not Deicha Shabbos, because that's just there. The Simcha is not part of the Avodah. The Avodah at the end of the day is merely to do the pouring of the water. So when is the Machlokes with regard to Korban. End of Brisa. Now, we're not told in the Brisa what this machlokes revolves on. So came along Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef says, I'll tell you what the machlokes depends on. If you hold the ikashira is the kli, well then it's an avodah, so it's deicha Shabbos. If you hold the ikashira is the pear, well then the kalim are not part of the avodah, and they're not deicha Shabbos. End of discussion. Adds Rabbi Yosef one more line. How do I know that there's a discussion, there is a debate at all about whether the shir is the kli or the pair? Says Rabbi Yosef, that's my interpretation of another machlekes number two, between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, as to whether the klishoris can be made out of wood. And again, it all depends on how you view the ibuv shel Moshe, which was definitely made out of wood, and definitely used. If you hold Ika Shira is the Kli, then Ibuva is a Kli Sharis, and therefore you can derive from that a general principle, all Kli Sharis can be made out of wood. If you hold the Ibuva, the Kli, the Shira was really out of the pear, and the Kalim are just there to spice it up, then you cannot learn anything from the Ibuva. So Rabbi Yosef, therefore, what do I see from over here? That there is a discussion about what? Whether the shear is the kli or the pear. So therefore I copy and paste back onto the original machlokes about whether the chalil is deicha Shabbos. Okay. Here comes the very, very simple calculation. In machlokes number one, Who was arguing? Who were the names? What were the names of the Tanoim? It was the Chachamim versus Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says the Chalil is Deich Hashem. According to Rabbi Yosef's interpretation, why does Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda hold the Chalil is Deich Hashabbos? Because it's an integral part of the Avodah. Why is it an integral part of the Avodah? Because he holds that Ikashira is the Kli. Now look at Machlekas number 2. What were the names of the Tanaim in Machlekas number 2? Rabbi versus the same Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. And what does Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda hold? He's Machshir the Kli of 8. Why? Because he derives from the Ibuva de Moshe, based on the premise that Ikashira is the Kli. Therefore we see a very beautiful calculation over here. Therefore Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, it's the same Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda really holds not of two principles. He really holds of one principle, but with two ramifications. What is that one principle? The one principle seems to be Ikka, Shir, the Kli. That has two ramifications. Ramification number one is that therefore it is part of the Avodah, and it is Deicha Shabbos. Ramification number two is that the Ibuva can therefore be categorized as a Kli Shoris, in which case we learn a principle that Kli Shoris can be made out of wood. So, if you don't analyze the Cheshbon carefully, you can miss that point. It's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda twice. But if we have a common thread in his two statements, then we realize that he's not telling you two separate Chiddushim. It's just two ramifications of a solitary Chiddush. What is that single solitary Chiddush? Ikka, Shir, the Kli, that has two ramifications. Number one, it's therefore part of the Avodah, in which case it's Deicha Shabbos. Number two, it's a Kli Shoris. And if it's a Kli Shoris, you can therefore learn from the Ibuva de Moshe, the Kli Shoris can be made from wood. But, here we have to add the capital B, but. This is all Rabbi Yosef's conjecture. What do I mean it's a conjecture? It's true we have a machlekas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda about whether Kli Shoris can be made from wood. But it doesn't say in the Braisa that the machlekas depends on whether Ikka Shira is Bepeh or Bekli. That's Rabbi Yosef's conjecture. If in theory I could offer an alternative explanation, then I could in fact suggest that no, there is no debate whatsoever. You cannot prove from over here that there's a machlokes about whether Ikashira is the Peh or the Kli. Because I could in theory suggest another machlokes, and I could tell you that the machlokes really depends on something else, but with regard to Shira the Kli or Shira the Peh, maybe everybody agrees that it's either one or the other, but there's no debate at all. It's all Rabbi Yosef's conjecture at the moment. Says the Gemara, Loi. It's not true. Or at least, it's not conclusive. Because it could well be. Dalad Chof Ayin stands for the Kuli Alma. All opinions agree that Ikka, Shira, the Kli. I'm sorry to tell you, says the Gemara, you cannot extrapolate from over here that there's a machlokes about whether Ikashira is the Kli or the Peh. It might well be that everybody agrees that Ikashira is the Kli. Ah. If Ikashira is the Kli, then the Abuva was a Kli Shoris. So one and one is two. If the Abuva was a Kli Shoris and it was made out of wood, wouldn't that automatically lead us to the inescapable conclusion that a Kli Shoris can be made out of wood. So what's the machlekas? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the machlekas is. V'hacha. And over here, do you know what they're debating? Bedonin, whether you can judge or derive Efsha Misha e Efsha. Can you derive the possible from the impossible? In other words, we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, but let's just introduce it. What was the Abuva made out of?
Wood.
That's what it is. That's what the Abuva instrument is. So therefore, that's E-Efsha. What does E-Efsha mean?
Impossible.
It's impossible. You can't have it out of anything else. It's like saying, can you have a wooden table made out of silver? No, because then it's not a wooden table anymore. The Abuva is by definition and by nature a wooden reed instrument. That's what it is. So you don't have a choice. But a regular clay shoreis, for example, a spoon that was used to ladle out the basamim, that could be made out of silver or gold. Therefore that's called efsha. You cannot prove efsha from E-Efsha. Or maybe you can. That's the machlokes. In other words, says the Gemara, you have no proof. They're not necessarily discussing whether Ikashira is the pair or the kli, but rather, everybody might well agree that Ikashira is the kli. And everybody agrees there was an abuva. And everybody agrees the abuva was made out of wood. And everybody agrees that the abuva was in fact a kli shoris. Can you derive from there a general principle that all other kli shoris can also be made out of wood? That's the debate. The one who says it's kosher, i.e. Rabbi Yisro ben Yehuda, says you can learn efsha from efsha. And Rebbe says, no, you cannot. How can you prove what is possible from what isn't possible? Therefore, maybe wood only suffice for the Ibuva because there's no alternative. But all other klisharis, there is an alternative. That's the machlekas, says the Gemara again. V'hocha, first word on the line. Bedonin efsha misha'i efsha komiflegi. They're debating whether you can derive what's possible from what's impossible, i.e., man the machshir, the one who holds that a wooden kli shoris is kosher, i.e., Rabbi Yisro ben Yehuda Sovar, yes, donin efsher, mishi'i efsher. In other words, says Rabbi Yisro ben Yehuda, I know that one is possible, I know one is impossible, but at the end of the day, I've got a precedent. At the end of the day, I have a precedent. Do I see that there exists a concept of a kli shoris made out of wood? The answer is, yes, I do. Well, that, therefore, as far as I'm concerned, says Rabbi Yisro ben Yehuda, becomes a general principle. What is the general principle? All kli shoris can be made from wood. The fact that one case is efsha, the other case is e-efsha, is of no concern to Rabbi Yisro ben Yehuda. Therefore, Uman the apostle, however, says the Gemara, he holds Sova, he maintains that what? Loidonin Efsha Misha'i Efsha. You cannot learn the possible from the impossible. Ibuva was impossible. Why is it impossible? Because it has to be made out of wood. But all other klisharis are Efsha. Says Rashi. Ein donin efsha mishi efsha. Shar kelim, all other kelim, whether it be the spoons or the forks or whatever klisharis were necessary in the Beis Hamikdash, efsha sheyu shel mateches. What's mateches?
Metal.
They can possibly be made from mateches. In fact, vehein mechubadim. What does mechubadim mean? Mechubad is more dignified. What's more dignified, a metal spoon or a wooden one? Obviously a metal one. Which metal?
Silver.
Gold, silver, copper, whatever it is. That's certainly more dignified and honorable than a wooden kli. Hilchos, therefore, don't look at the Ibuva. Rather, where do you look? Hilchoch mimenoira yalfinon lehu. The menoira was made out of gold, could not be made out of wood. But v'loimi ibuv shel Moshe. For you cannot possibly derive from the ibuv shel Moshe. Why? Da'asa, because over there, time of the reason that what? The reason that the ibuv was made from wood is mishum she'i efsha lasos shel mateches. Because you simply cannot, it's impossible to make it from metal. Why? As he explained in Erechin, it says Shetzipohu Zohov, they once tried adorning it in gold. V'loy hoyokoyloy orev, like we said this morning in Davening, v'ha'arev no. The coil all of a sudden lost its sweetness, it wasn't sweet anymore. Not cloy Estzipuyov, so therefore they removed the coating. And all of a sudden, and a beautiful sound. Therefore, they reach the maskana that the ibuva must be made from
wood.
Because we tried making it out of metal and we saw it didn't have the same effect. So, therefore, over there, it's e'efsha. But all other klisharis are efsha. You cannot learn one from the other. Says Rashi, what does the second opinion hold? Uman the machsher. The opinion, i.e. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says it's kosher. Sovar, donin efshar, mishi efshar. Yes, you can learn the possible from the impossible. The mikol mokoy, because at the end of the day, ashkechon, we have found kli, shoris, the eight. You cannot deny that. At the end of the day, kli shoris of eight. Was that to be found in the Beis HaMikdash? Yes, the Abuva Shal Moshe. Says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, therefore, as far as I'm concerned, that's enough for me. Whether yeah, Efsha or not Efsha, I don't get involved in the details. Whereas, Rebbe says, I do get involved in the details. The Ibuva Shel Moshe was unavoidable. It had to be made from wood. Why? The whole purpose of the Ibuva was to produce a sweet sound. And when you made it out of gold, it didn't have a sweet sound, therefore I have no choice. But the other klishores are used for shoveling and for transporting and for ladling.
What?
Nothing to do with a pleasant tone. Therefore, they can be made out of metal. And if they can be made out of metal, that's called Efsha. I'm sorry to tell you, says Rebbe, you cannot derive Efsha from E-Efsha.
What was the purpose of the
It was one of the klisharis. One of the klishir. What's together with the Nesachim?
Okay.
The Levian playing on the instruments, that was one of the instruments. So at this stage of the game, we therefore have no proof whatsoever that the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi is whether Ikar Shira is the kli or the pair. It could well be that everybody agrees that Ikar Shira is the kli. The question is whether you can derive anything from the Ibuva de Moshe or not. That's the machlokes. But the machlokes is not whether or not you can learn whether or not the Ikar Shira is the kli or the pair. Now, says the Gemara, I'll bring you an alternative refutation. Another alternative explanation what the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi is. The Ibois Eima, says the Gemara, you could well suggest the following. De kul alma, it might well be that all opinions hold the Ikar Shira is the pair, not the kli. Ikar Shira is the pair. Ve'ein donin efsher mishe'i efsher. And it could well be that the machlokes is also not concerning whether you can learn possible from impossible. Everybody agrees that you cannot learn the possible from the impossible. That's not the machlokes. The machlokes has nothing to do whether Ikar Shira is the kli or the pair. It's got nothing to do with whether you can learn efsher v'i efsher. So what is the machlokes? V'ocha b'melach menoira b'chlolei uprotei oi b'ribuyei umiutei komiflegi. Now this is a rather complicated limud. Let's just make a brief introduction. We'll see it properly tomorrow. We know, we said it this morning in Davening, Shmuel Aima Beshleshes Remidus Aterin in Reshes Bohem. Akal Dochaima, Exe Reshava. One of the methodology by we decode the Torah with is Klal and Prat. A Klal is a general rule, a Prat is a detail. So now, imagine I would say to you, Ravram, please feel free to come into my house and take some food, like some oranges. So I began with a klal. I said, take some food. But then I gave a prat. And I said, oranges. So now we can debate. What does that mean? Is oranges just an example? But apples is also fine. Or maybe oranges is not an example. Rather, it is the only item that I really allow you to take. It's true, initially I said it is the general principle, you could take some food, but the minute I gave it an example, what I really meant was to limit the rule. But then we have something called klal uprat uklal. You have a rule, followed by a detail, followed by a rule. So if I say to you, Rav Ram, please, help yourself to some food from my house, take some oranges, enjoy the food. So I began saying, you could take some food. That's a klal. Then I said, for example, oranges. And then I said, enjoy the food. I didn't say enjoy the oranges. Food is a general rule. Food is a generic term for all food. So what would I do then? The dafka oranges? Is it something similar to oranges? Then we have a different type of decoding methodology called ribui umiyut. That's not quite the same as klal uprat. It's the same principle, but rather than looking at it as a klal, we call it a ribui. Ribui means expansive. Miut is minimizing. So ribui and miut have a different set of rules. Different set of rules to a klal uprat. And therefore we're going to have to see, Mr. Shem, we'll see this tomorrow, the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe is not debating whether Ikashira is the Kli or Bepeh. And it's also not debating about whether you can learn Efshem E Efshem. It's in fact a completely different discussion. We're going to see there's Psukim with regard to the Menorah that seems to have a rule, a detail, and a rule. Do I view that as a Klal or Pratu Klal, which will give me conclusion A? Or do I view it as a ribui and a miut and a ribui, which will give me conclusion B? That's going to be the machlokes. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Mr. Shem. We'll take this up tomorrow, Mr. Shem.